climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the JoLynn Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
Welcome back to the JoLynn Thomas Show on this Thought Leader Thursday. We're going to continue our local election coverage. Joining me in the studio is Jason Moline. He is running for office in District 28, House Seat B is the position that he is campaigning for. Jason, thanks for being here.
Appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
So what was it that urged you to get involved and to throw your hat in the arena?
For me, what really motivates me is I'm looking at sort of a polarization and divisiveness that's happening overall. And I've always been actively politically more as an unaffiliated voter, more as an independent throughout my whole adult life. And I just felt like I was at a stage in my life that I could give something back to my community, serve other people, and hopefully I can be a voice for, I think, the overwhelming majority that don't want divisiveness, don't want polarization, but rather consensus building, collaboration, to basically take on the real issues of the day. I want to see less ideology in our leadership, and I want to see more practical, balanced, reasoned approaches to how we address the different issues.
Jason, as we look at everything that is going on, not only in our own communities, but throughout the country, I think we are beginning to really wake up to the fact that if we want to get things done, we have got to collaborate and work together. When you look at these issues that are dividing us, what is perhaps one that is your top priority?
Well, it's kind of a complicated one for me. First and foremost, I want to restore the two-party system in the state of Idaho. I was born and raised in Pocatello. I did live outside of the state for a number of years out of high school. But we really need to have a functioning majority and minority in the legislature, for example, so that we really truly are getting a broad representation of the constituents that are out there. It's my personal held view that I probably share the same concerns about different issues as those of the opposing party or what have you. But at some point, you've got to have a strong majority and a strong minority working together to collaborate. In the state of Idaho right now, we have not had an effective two-party system for, you know, many, many years. So really my first order would be to just simply, let's reestablish a good, strong majority and minority system within our state legislature.
Are you concerned when we have third parties coming in and more independent candidates as to what that might mean for the structure of a two-party system?
No, it doesn't concern me. Actually, I've worked in sales before, and I learned that competition is good, but because it makes the overall product better. In business school, we were taught about watching out for groupthink, and that's my thought process here. I actually think that third-party candidates challenging the status quo is not a bad thing. Ultimately, we are a two-party system. You can argue good or bad on that either way you want to, but no, that does not concern me at all. And as someone who was basically a lifelong independent until up till about maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I don't see that as an issue. I know other people do, particularly partisans. I do not.
Well, let's talk about your priority of really strengthening that two-party system. What ideas do you have?
Well, I think one of the things is in this upcoming election, it's my hope that I can get with, if it's Mr. Dan Garner, who is the Republican current incumbent, whether it's him or somebody else that comes out of the Republican primary, I would hope that we can get together and we can actually have forums during the campaign season where we can show how a Democrat and a Republican can agree and disagree on things and realize how we can come to a consensus on things. We could probably both define the issue as it is, but the key is give them a choice. Give voters a true choice. Let's make it to where the primary elections in Idaho are no longer the general election effectively. But more important than that, let's show individuals that two people can have two opposing views, but they can be civil and they both can come up with constructive ideas. And who knows, maybe there's ideas from both. both that would actually drive the more effective approach, the more solution-driven approach that would derive the outcome that everybody wants.
You know, you are hitting on something that I think is really crucial, and that is leaning in with a bit of curiosity.
And here's something else I want to point out. One of the byproducts of the divide that we're seeing in the country is we're creating false conflicts between equally important values and principles. False conflict between equally values and principles. Whether you want to call that the tension between justice and mercy, for example, we're creating this false conflict. And what's happening is when we do that, we're basically precluding ourselves from being able to come up with the right solutions that is representative of the broadest amount of individuals and interests, and more important, to be able to achieve the outcome that we want, whether that's a balanced budget, whether that's better funding for school facilities, all the way up to one of the most divisive issues of our time right now, abortion. If we really, really think about it, the abortion issue is truly an umbrella or wedge issue throughout my whole entire lifetime that is truly a false conflict between equally important values and principles, if we really think about it. And we need to get past that.
So what message is it that you would love to send to voters?
What I would love to send to voters is that there are individuals out there. I'm not unique. I think there's many like me out there. As a matter of fact, I would argue that I'm probably the overwhelming majority. And that is, we need to be more collaborative. We need not to be afraid and have fear of others who maybe have a different view than we do, or a different point of view, or perhaps even have a solution to the same issue that they see. I really truly believe right now in the state of Idaho, our political climate is not healthy. It's not. And the reason it's not healthy is not because I adamantly disagree with certain positions on issues or decisions that the legislature has made. But I do think that we're reaching a point where we're shutting a lot of people out. We have a supermajority that basically is a minority governing what the broader electorate would like to see and what the broader electorate needs. And they're overlooking maybe some very important solutions that would actually derive the outcome that they want to see with the issues. And that's where I stand with this. The message I want to tell voters is that I believe in civility. I believe in collaboration. I believe in independence. I believe let's don't fear the individual ability to think for themselves. Let's don't be afraid of local control and government. Let's don't be afraid of different and opposing views. I'll be honest with you. I actually get a better understanding and actually come to a better conclusion on things when I listen to a contrarian point of view. And that's whether I'm in business or in my job or in my family. And we need to get back to that. And part of that is not being afraid to take a look at Democrats in the state of Idaho who actually share the same values and principles. They just may have a different way or a different approach of going about it. They're not an existential threat to the values and principles we have here in the state of Idaho. We've got to get back to a two-party system like we had almost 40 years ago. I think we would have more healthier government, we'd have better healthy representation, and we'd be better poised to confront the challenges we have with growth in this state. Because we have a great opportunity in growth, but we've got to manage it the right way. That's our great challenge in this state right now. But we need two parties to do that.
Jason, how can people learn about your campaign?
Well, currently, I can just tell you my email address is simply jason.moline@gmail.com. You're welcome to reach me there. Eventually, I will have a website and different things. You can contact me there. I am affiliated with the Bannock County Democrats, and I am running on the Democratic ticket, and I am running on opposing the upcoming primary, and I look forward to a good general election and to work with my opponent to give people a good choice for a change in District 28 so they actually have a choice in the general election.
Jason Moline, candidate for District 28, House Seat B, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. Appreciate it.